This is Rev Thoughts, snackable conversations between Tim Thompson and myself, Joel Pilger, discussing what it really takes to run a thriving creative business. So, Tim, I sense you have a thought.
Wow, is it just showing on my face?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
No one can see your face because we're recording audio right now. But yes, I see your face on Zoom.
It's, I've been processing this for the last couple of days. And the thought I have is the idea of finding growth opposed to the idea of handling growth.
Okay, sure. I'm thinking this must be coming out of was this part of the conversation we had yesterday inside the community with the sales huddle?
That's exactly where it's coming from. I found it so interesting that we were at these group of entrepreneurs that kind of asked us to do a sidebar about sales. And it really turned into a Q&A. It was really great, great little moment. We had, 30 something business owners on the Zoom call with us. And yep. They were asking us about sales. And so often the conversation or the questions come up about finding opportunity, things like SEO or a salesperson or a sales rep.
Well, so just to give everybody a little context, so inside of this community that we run of several hundred business owners of studios and production companies, so this huddle of 30 odd people, we got together to have this conversation. And I decided to kick off the conversation by just doing a poll. Like, what are the pain points, right? What are the frustrations? What are the issues? And one of the questions was, thinking about my creative studio, my biggest dream of sales, and the number one response, more than 2/3 of the people there said, we don't have to find great clients, they find us. And I thought that was so interesting that people were like, I just want clients to find us. So what's the thought you're having?
So I get the desire to find, but when you're talking about sales, I'll say in the sales ingredient or in the sales protocol in your business, you put a lot of effort into find new clients, do cold outreach, send out emails, do a dog and pony show. And it's just finding and finding and finding and finding. And people want a better trick or an easier way or systematic way of presenting themselves. And those are good questions. And there's a lot of work to do in that moment. But the reality of growing your business, if I was thinking about how to grow my business, it wouldn't just be finding opportunity. Handling the opportunity is really the task. And I think of it like this, when a lot of agencies take on a big project, they finally find that project and it's big and they take it on, they can't really handle it. So all of the resources of the company go to focus on the production of that ingredient, that project. And then when they focus on the production of that project, sales is no longer being handled. They've shifted all their effort away from sales. So then they have a great season, but then the company crashes back down again to the bottom of that roller coaster loop because now they have to panic, feast and famine, run and find a new opportunity. Where if you understood how to handle opportunity, you would have mastered the sales ingredient through systems and routines. And even though opportunity is coming in the company to be done in production, you would be able to maintain sales and then your company grows. It doesn't just maintain the revenue line because you have good moment, bad moment, and you average it out to the 2 year, you get systematic growth because you know how to handle these opportunities.
So what I'm hearing is there's this finding opportunity and then there's this handling opportunity. And that sounds like the sales ingredient and then the production ingredient. And there's a mastery of both that you're suggesting. And isn't it funny how much the creative entrepreneur resists mastering the former, right? We're comfortable with the idea of mastering the latter, but there's some sort of it's this combination, right? When you and I talk about the three-legged stool, the three most fundamental ingredients of the seven, creative, sales, production. So interesting.
Yeah, I get it too. You almost feel like it's behind me, right? So I started my company as a creative business. I can produce those projects. Don't I just want to move on to the next issue to solve, but really the mastery of each ingredient. So mastering the creative ability to always keep up with the creative needs, the desires of the clients, to think differently. Matter of fact, influence the industry by finding new creative ways of getting things done. That's a method and really systems and routines, time available to find these new areas and then ability to capture that and influence at least the people in your company, if not others. That's mastering the creative. Production, same way. When projects come in, how do I know we can handle them? How do we manage those resources? And how do we make sure we always make profit? So implementation of the splits, looking at budget and actuals, and of course, always looking at future projected costs on projects, help you master that ability. So no matter how many projects you have, you know you're always making profit. You have an ability with oversight, with a roll-up or something like that. Sales, and each one of these sales, marketing, finance, every ingredient has this need to handle the opportunity that comes to it. And to mature your business, you're really going through each of these ingredients and mastering them so that you can handle whatever opportunity is coming. And that's maturity. That's the desire to grow your business.
Do you remember the moment yesterday when so many of these owners were almost embarrassed by this, right? We just want sales to find us. We don't want to have to go and find it ourselves. And our encouragement, in fact, it was our reminder to everyone, was it's okay. Like, you're going through these seasons of maturity. And for most of the size companies that are here, it's not only expected, it's natural. It's normal for you to not yet have mastered the sales ingredient. But you do have this inner desire, you have this inkling of, there's something more out there for me. And our recommendation is, yeah, grow, mature in this. Now, just for fun, Tim, I wanted to share this. Do you remember the funny diagram that I shared? Because this is the one little narrative moment I thought people listening are going to appreciate. Because we have this roller coaster, right? And here you are up cresting the hill, Tim. You're about to go over the top of the hill because, yay, we just finally won that big new project. And then as you go down this big steep hill, you say, oh man, this project demands my full attention. Then you're going further down the hill. Is this even the kind of work we want to do?
Totally.
And then you're approaching the bottom of the hill and saying, dang it, we have nothing in our sales pipeline. And then at the very bottom, you're saying, you know what? As much as I hate sales, now I have no choice.
And then you're desperate and you take on whatever project comes your way. And you might feel like you're climbing the next hill, but you'll hit that midway point again and think, this isn't the kind of work I want to do. This is not pure growth or true growth to the nature of the business I want to run.
Exactly.
So my encouragement for folks is to kind of look forward at what they want to do when it comes to opportunity and understand what is necessary inside their business to get it done. One of the biggest curses we put on ourselves as entrepreneurs is the thought that we're supposed to already have known this. Because we have so many people relying on us, you know, how we feel so dumb that we don't know something about our business. And we're the ones running it. There are people employed by us looking to us as visionaries. And sometimes we don't have the vision. We don't have the task to get there. So, you know, when I work with my business coach, those are the questions I ask him. What are my blind spots? Tell me things that you hear from others that let me interact and understand and grow. And that's some of the reason why we put these 7 ingredients in front of entrepreneurs, is to give them a sense of like just areas they can focus on and think about. If it's outside of you, you know there's opportunity for you to think differently. And that's, again, personal growth now can help corporate growth. And that's true growth instead of just, Joel, help me find another client. Joel. That's what people want. Give me that secret.
Yeah. This is why, whenever the topic is sales, we always have a huge showing, right? Twice as many people show up. But I think you're right. There's this short-term hunger of, hey, I want sales. I want to find more opportunity. But that ability over time to mature, master the finding opportunity and the handling opportunity, I think often the times the encouragement, the fun that you and I get to do is to bring that perspective called, hey, first of all, Your problems, you sound like you're unique, but trust us, the problem you have is just like everybody else. So first of all, relax. It's totally normal. But also this sense of, here's where you're heading, and this is what maturity looks like, and there actually is a path. There is a roadmap. It's not just, here's the compass, go in that direction, right? As foolhardily as that might seem. It's like, no, there is a map and we're going to get there. Let's follow this.
Joel, thanks for letting me get that off my mind. I know at the beginning of this, I did not have a poker face of something I was processing. So thanks for drawing that out of me.
I'm glad we got it down to just four words: finding opportunity, handling opportunity.
Yeah, perfect.
I want to tell you about a place to connect that you might not know about. It's our online community called Rev Community. It's a great place to get to know other creative business owners like yourself, to share some thought leadership and read other encouragement, to be challenged in this new marketplace, new technology, ideas, economic trends. And it's a place to research. Check out many of the resources we have online, our videos, and of course, this podcast. Join us today at revthink.com/community. If you're a creative studio owner, feel free to join us today at revthink.com/community. I look forward to seeing you there.